here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 69 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports, as well as AM 1340, the free WRHI app, WRHI.com, and of course on the TV side of the house, CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Follow CN2 and WRHI. It all leads the same place. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
I always like to keep people on their toes and not follow the same order when I make the announcement of how people can consume this wonderful
Just
show.
Just as long as you got it all covered.
That's right, for sure. Well, we are excited here on Palmetto Mornings to welcome York County's new county manager to not only the county, but also to Palmetto Mornings,
right,
to our audience members. So let's welcome Josh Edwards for his very first interview. Hope one of very many here on Palmetto Mornings. Welcome to our program, Josh, and we're happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome.
It's
Thanks
great
for
to
coming.
Be here, and I do look forward to many more. But there's something special about the first one.
So. That is true.
Yes.
I'm sure everyone told you everything to be prepared about this show, right?
That y'all are fun.
Okay.
That's
okay.
That's good.
Yeah. You ask good questions.
All right.
Well, that's good. That's
we're off to a great start.
We've got a good marketing team then.
and that you typically match. So, yes,
we normally do on Fridays. Yeah,
it's so true. Man. Well, Josh, typically when we introduce someone new, the questions feel like the questions you answered probably during your interview. But what do you want our audience to know about Josh Edwards as he takes over the reins here in York County?
Sure. So I've been here almost 9 weeks now. So it's been a great first 9 weeks. And my time here has definitely reaffirmed why I wanted to be here. One of the things that drew me here was the variety of York County, you know, the people, the places, and the opportunities to work with the different communities here. So for me, if you want to get to know me, I love local government. I enjoy getting to know people, building relationships. I enjoy solving problems, and I'm solution-oriented. So I like to bring people in, listen, and learn, and then make decisions based on the facts. Mm-hmm. And for me, local government's a great opportunity because there's a variety of work, but it's work that makes a difference for our communities and the people that live there. So that's a little bit about me. I love sports. I've got 3 kids. I'm very thankful that they're up here now from Georgia, and they've moved in. So that's made a huge difference as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's great.
I know in your first year, when anyone is new into a position, you know, people are just curious, what will your style of leadership be? In your first year, what we've learned, whether it's a county manager or superintendent, you're kind of on a listening tour, right? Like you want to know who the people are and how everyone falls into place. I assume that's the same for you as well. And in your 9 weeks, what have you heard about our area even more? What has your listening tour been like?
Oh, yeah. I've been driving around the county pretty much nonstop, so I'm glad I have a fuel-efficient vehicle. But it's been a great opportunity to learn from people, and I always try to get a sense from the people I meet who else I should talk with. And so this is really a never-ending thing for me, because if I'm not meeting with people, getting to know people that have been here a long time that are from York County, that have a lot of insight on where we've been and where we're going, then I'm not doing my job. So listening and learning is not just the first year thing. To me, it's how I do my job. I'm collaborative, and I want to build a shared vision. And you can't do that without listening, without bringing people in and making sure they realize they're just as important as you are, and developing that vision. So trying to make sure that what York County is envisioned and put on paper as we develop a strategic plan that we really try with county council's vision to deliver on.
I asked you before we started the interview, coming from Athens, Georgia, did you see a lot of parallels between where you came from and York County? And if so, what kind of drew you to York County?
Sure. So, you know, I've worked in a few places, and you know, I worked in Cary, North Carolina before it went through rapid growth. I worked in Durham as it was going through a renaissance. You know, and now Facebook is downtown, so you know where they've gotten to. And lastly, last 5 years, I was in Athens-Clarke County, which is a unified government, and so it's both a city and a county. They fill up, obviously, because they're unified, the whole county, but it's smaller. It's about 120 square miles. And the parallels there are, you know, Atlanta is about an hour, 15 minutes away, but Atlanta is ever approaching to Athens, and residents of Athens know that. and it's about one county away now. And so there's been a lot of density that's been added to the core of Athens, but Athens, like York County, loves their rural agricultural zones. And we figured out how to protect that, just like York County's worked very hard. So to me, the parallels are York County's going through rapid growth. They've gone through it. Their neighbors are going through it. How do we protect what's most important to the people of York County? How do we protect the open space, the farms, and make sure the folks from York County, the folks that have made this such a great place, continue to get to see and enjoy it for the great place that it is. So obviously, if it's a wonderful place, people want to be there. And that's what I've seen everywhere I've worked. But it's a balance to make sure it doesn't become so busy that it's hard to get a table, it's hard to get a beer, because there's so many people moving here and there's just not enough space. So we've got to protect that.
Well, it was a great example you gave. Atlanta continues to grow, and we're it's not lost on us where Charlotte, North Carolina is, right? It's provided a lot of growth in our area. Now, we're lucky here in South Carolina. That state line really helps to kind of control North Carolina versus South Carolina. And we like that state line, but it's very similar. So that is interesting that you came from a place where a big metropolitan city is expanding its reach, and to make sure that those communities that they're reaching out into, they don't lose their identity. Right. And that is so strong for us here in York County and the surrounding counties. We do not want to lose our identity, because a city like Charlotte and Atlanta could gobble up the whole area and you just become one big city for sure. We're speaking with Josh Edwards. He is the brand new county manager here in York County. He has been on the job in 9 weeks. And as he just has been describing, he has hit the ground running. One of the big topics on the table for you has been the movement of Silfab Solar. And I know you're coming in on the tail end of this long discussion along those lines. I know there's been some movement there. Let's bring our audience up to speed with what's the latest information with Silfab, and where do we go from here? What does the future hold for this development?
Sure. So County Council has asked me to do a comprehensive review of the process of everything related to Silfab. So what's happened in the past and what's going on into the future. And so just to kind of talk about where we're at today, as I do that comprehensive review, I'm understanding the process, I'm studying the pertinent legal information, and I'm going to present that to County Council as they work to learn more about the situation. I think the important thing to talk about in terms of where we're at is on May 9th, the BZA came up with a ruling. And that ruling from the BZA, there's the opportunity to appeal. And so what they said was, based on the county code, they didn't see how the county could say that, solar panel manufacturing was a use in light industrial. So that was the BZA, right? That was And they came out with that. So the opportunity now is for somebody to appeal that ruling. So there's a waiting period of about 30 days, and I think that ends on June 29th, where somebody has the ability to appeal. And there's all sorts of opportunities to talk more about this in the future as everybody learns more about it. And I look forward to doing that. I think what's important to me are facts, that we make sure when we talk about things, we're using accurate information, because you can't make good decisions with bad information. And so what I do value about local government, and one of the things that I love about it, is how much residents can be involved. So this is at the bottom level of government, not state or federal, where it's very hard for residents to be involved. So people that care, people that have questions, that have concerns, and Silfab's a great example of this, they have the opportunity to ask those. They have the opportunity to have those discussions. And this has been going on since December of 2022. So you're right. I got here 9 weeks ago. So I'm working hard to understand kind of where we've been and where we're going. But this is something that's had a year and a half of discussion. And we're going to have more. And that's good. And that's okay. And I look forward to being a part of that.
We live in a society, though, Josh. People want answers, and they want answers
that's
now.
Right.
And they want things to be yay or nay and move right along. But we need to trust the process, is what you're telling
us. That's right.
Okay. Another process that sometimes is drawn out, but you have to get it done every year, is your budget. Again, you're coming in on sort of the back end of when this budget needs to be passed. What, if you can walk us through how big the budget is, proposed budget, and just some of the bells and whistles.
Sure. First, I just want to thank County Council and our county staff who've put in a lot of hard work on the budget before I got here. So I'm very thankful for the County Council and our team. We've got a great team at York County. So I got there about 8 weeks ago. So at that point, a lot of the budget pieces have been put together, but there was a lot of discussion yet to be had. So we've been having various meetings with the elected officials and with department heads to finalize the budget. We just had second reading, and so that got approved by council, which means there's one more vote on the 17th at the meeting. So we've got about a $430 million budget, so it's a big budget. Currently there's not any tax raises in there. We're actually lowering it 4.4 mils as some debt has come off. And so one of the things we want to make sure we do is fund core services, take care of our employees, and make sure we have funding for CIP stuff. We're trying to build parks. We're trying to build Catawba Bend out. There's a lot of exciting things that the county's delivering on that we need some of those funds for. But we're trying to do it without raising taxes.
Okay. Josh Edwards, again, is the manager for York County. He's the new county manager. At the beginning of the interview, he said he loves sports. So we're going to see you out and about everywhere in Catawba Bend. You probably are thrilled to see that come online.
Yes, it's beautiful. I got to spend some time out there riding around in an ATV. And I tell you what, it is wide open. The river's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to enjoy this mm-hmm. place once it's open.
Well, when can everyone else enjoy it, Josh?
Well, we're working hard this year. We're working hard this year. Hopefully, by next year, okay. It's something that everybody can enjoy. We're hoping to have, obviously, we've had some cross-country races out mm-hmm. there. And maybe if you want to get a sneak peek, we can work
okay.
that out.
All right. Okay. I like to run a lot. Do you like to run?
I have. You know, the older I get.
How about this? You run, we'll ride the ATV. Yeah,
I used to run. But my kids have slowed me down a little bit. So now I just run after them.
Okay, there you go.
You need to get them interested in running. Well, welcome again to York County. And just during the course of this interview, I had a couple folks just mention how excited they are to welcome you here as well. So it sounds like you've got a great vision for the county, and we will see where your leadership takes us in the years to come. Josh, we certainly appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great summer with your whole family here.
You got it. Have a great day.